what work has been done in Wales over the past few years to promote the women's game?
Well, we, if we're looking specifically at the tournament, the reason that we wanted to bid for it was to promote the women's game. So we bid for it 3 years ago. We found out in 2010 that we'd got this women's under 19 tournament, and that also coincided with the launch of our women's Premier League in Wales. So we've been doing things internationally and on a domestic level to promote women's football. And in addition, in the same year, we also appointed a full-time women's national teams manager, Jarmo Matikainen, who has got a lot of experience in the world of women's football, came to work from the Finnish FA, came to work with the Football Association of Wales.
So we're looking at the UEFA Women's Under-19s tournament. How much of a coup is this for Wales, and how significant is it for promoting Welsh football across the nation?
Well, it's a great thing for us. It's the first UEFA Finals tournament at any level that we've hosted. So we really feel that we can use it to our advantage to raise the profile of women's football and also raise the profile of Welsh football in the eyes of UEFA and the other associations around Europe. It's also great for our football fans to be able to see some final tournament action on home soil in Wales. And we're making the games really accessible. The group stage game is going to be free of charge, and there's only going to be a small charge on the semi-final and final, because we want to make sure that people don't have any barriers to come into the games.
So what hopes do you have for the Welsh team in the tournament?
Well, we hope that they get a really good experience out of it. It's a great opportunity for them to play against Europe's best teams. All the seven visiting teams, their senior teams are currently taking part in the Women's Euro out in Sweden, so you can see that they really are the best teams in Europe. So it'll be a great measure of our team where they are in Europe, and great for them to play against teams of such a high standard. And we know that they'll get experience from it, and we know that they'll try their very best in front of their friends and family, playing at home, and we know they'll do as well as they can, and we of course hope that they progress through the tournament, and we'll wait and see.
Yeah, so is there anyone we should be looking out for in particular in the Welsh squad?
We've got a few members of the squad who are also in our senior squad. The squad hasn't been selected yet, so I couldn't tell you about all the players, but a couple who've been playing in the senior squad are Angharad James and Lauren Price, who are potentially going to be involved as well. Though, as I say, the squad hasn't yet been named.
Okay, and is there anything you want to say to try and convince people to come along? Obviously, you said it'll be free for the group games and there'll be only a small charge. Do you want to try and pack out in those stadiums? Obviously, a lot of work's gone on with trying to promote throughout schools and different things like that.
Yeah, that's right. We've had a lot of work within schools and in clubs. We've had we've had two FAW Young Ambassadors, Alice Evans and Chanel Edwards, who were both eligible to be selected for the team as well. So we really hope now that the players in clubs, the pupils from schools, their families, their friends, the people from the area and from all around Wales will come to the games to support the teams. And to support Wales, of course, but also to attend the other games, because there really is a high standard of football to be seen. Even if women's football hasn't been something that people have watched before, then it's a really good opportunity while we've got it in Wales. And it might be something that they wish to follow in the future then.
Absolutely, yeah, especially looking at having the Euros on at the moment on the TV and the Olympics in Cardiff last year. We see people like Jesh Fishlock, who's moved out to America from the national side to try and further a game where arguably the men's game is secondary to the women's. Do you think now there is a dream for girls to become professional footballers, especially with the development in the Welsh Premier League?
I really think it's becoming much more viable for women to make a career out of it, like Jess, as you've said, and other players who are playing in the Women's Premier League in England, who can also earn money doing it now. So whereas before it was something they did for a hobby, now it really can be something they can do for a job. We hope that more and more women will keep getting involved for the love of the game more than making money from it. But as we said, that is now a possibility. it is getting much more and more recognised and much higher profile.
Yeah, you mentioned the Premier League in England. Do you hope that eventually the Women's Premier League will try and be able to compete? Obviously, we send teams out into the Champions League tournament who win the Women's Premier League in Wales. Do you hope that maybe we'll see Welsh players coming through from that and their experience in different tournaments like that?
Certainly. Our Welsh Women's Premier League is in its infancy at the moment, but you can see that it's developing. It started off as a Northern and Southern conference, but now it's gone national, and we get good feedback that the teams are enjoying the travel to play against each other. The chance to play in Europe is a great opportunity for them because they can gain that experience by playing against some of the big teams and measure themselves against how teams in other countries are doing, and they can learn from the experience. So, yeah, one day we'll be getting closer to England, I think.
Wonderful, yeah, especially with the appointment of a professional coach now as manager. Finally, is there anything you think that needs doing that isn't done at the moment, or any funding issues that we've seen today? Professor Laura McAllister saying that there is maybe a lack of budget and cuts threaten to harm the progress. Do you think anything more needs doing?
I think there's more and more investment in women's game now as time is going on, and with the higher media profile, there are more and more people interested, and that brings with it sponsorship and that kind of thing. So I think we're definitely going in the right direction there.